Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why. Even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
The Clone Wars, the animated series that started in 2008, it's come back big time to finish things off. But did you know the Clone Wars that started in 2003, the animated series, hand-drawn animation with some cel-shaded effects, don't get me wrong, there's stuff going on there. That also capped off the Clone Wars. We talked about part one in Caravan of Garbage. Again, I just want to emphasize up top because a lot of people seem to get upset by the title of this series. This is a series that I do enjoy. Mm-hmm. I think it's very good, just to get that out of the way.
All right, all right.
But yeah, this one, Clone Wars Volume 2, or Season 3, whatever you want to call it, it aims to tell a more singular story over the 1 hour, because the first volume is very much like 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay, and they were released at 3 minutes at a time, yes. Right, okay, yeah.
Because initially they would be commercials, like toy commercials. Yeah, right. So that's why they kind of feel a little bit disjointed. But how did you feel having this as one?
And this one's one giant McDonald's commercial.
That's right.
Much better, in my opinion.
Yeah. So how did you feel about this 1 hour kind of plus long narrative?
It is less frenetic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what I've noticed about this, the one we watched this week, is that...
You gave it a like the same way that you would have given the previous video a like because you love giving likes to videos on YouTube.
Yeah, that's good. Exactly the thing that I noticed. But also, every frame of this show is like a hero frame. Like every frame of this has like a heroic pose,
sure.
And then they'll lightning quick switch to another heroic pose.
Yes.
It's like the secondary market for this show was auctioning off the animation cells.
Yes.
Because you know, you always know somebody and they're like, I bought an animation cell from The Simpsons and it's a foot,
yeah,
whatever.
That's right,
but every one of these is just like a dramatic lightsaber swing or like Mace Windu. Just flying through a city on a some sort of airspeeder, like cutting spaceships apart with a lightsaber. It's some spectacular action.
Yeah, absolutely. As we mentioned in the last video, it is this kind of enhanced, exaggerated version of the Jedi and their adventures.
Mm.
The whole idea behind this story is based off the crawl from Revenge of the Sith, because it leads right up to that, because it mentions how Coruscant is under attack and all the things that have been going on.
Yeah, it does
General
end. It ends.
General Grievous, et cetera, and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, right. It ends specifically with them, again, just getting in their spaceships, going to war.
That's right, exactly. So
And General Grievous.
Speaking of, though, it does pick up directly after the end of the last one where Grievous is in a pitch battle with a bunch of Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, we cut to that Anakin Skywalker is being promoted to the rank of Jedi Knight.
Oh, yeah. So this is an element that is not in the movies.
No.
He gets his Jedi Padawan braid cut off.
Yes, that's right.
In this animated series.
So
did that happen again in the new Clone Wars?
I think they skip over that.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, yeah. Like,
like that's a pivotal moment.
Yeah, the new Clone Wars, I believe, starts with him, his cool floppy mullet hair, I believe.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's where the movie starts, at least. Mm. Maybe they get to it in flashback. But what I think they really nail about the character of Anakin Skywalker in this is he sucks. Like, I think the Clone Wars, the newer one, does a really good job of humanizing him and
making him more
charismatic and interesting and thoughtful. And, you know, he seems like a nice person. Mm-hmm. But in this, they really, again, capture that episode 2 scowl. And they kind of move away from that after he does get promoted. But even when they summon him to be promoted, he's just like, Obi-Wan, you're not my real dad. What'd you even call me for? And he's like, you're being promoted, you dumbass. Well, that's like, why we called you.
Well, I refuse to apologize. You know, one thing they did move away from the previous volume of this is the clone trooper action. There's very little.
There is that sequence where you see a clone trooper take out a bunch of battle droids and he keeps picking up weapons and he's throwing weapons.
Remember the
bit that I'm talking
about?
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I think there is more of a focus on the Jedi characters. Mm.
Characters with faces.
Characters with faces.
Faces
and like
motivations and names.
Yeah.
As opposed to just being a bunch of dudes in white armor with slightly different colored shoulders.
And that's something they definitely elaborate on more to good effect in the other series. But what I also thought is interesting about this Anakin Skywalker character is
besides that he sucks.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He does suck. Like, he's a bad dude, and they don't really make that much of an attempt to kind of redeem him.
But he's obviously a bad dude. What are they doing?
Do you remember the bit when what are they doing? Do you remember the bit when Padme sneaks up on him and he holds a lightsaber to her throat? Do you remember the bit when he turns up and there's that giant monster and he just kills it? But again, that's the Star Wars universe. You just kill the things that you see. Yeah.
And
he's eating raw bugs at one point. Remember that?
Yeah, and he's
like a monster.
There's some weird characterizations of this. Because I guess he grew up on Tatooine and food was scarce. So he's like, well, I better eat some bugs.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like Obi-Wan being like, what are you doing, Anakin? And there's a lot of, don't eat bugs. Well, provide him with some food then, Obi-Wan.
I feel like Obi-Wan promoted him, recommended it at least, just to get rid of him. And then they're like, guess what? You're a pair. He's like, oh, fuck.
But I work alone. You absolutely do not. That's not how the Jedi work. It's never how it's worked. There's always been a Padawan system. You know that, Obi-Wan. But you're right. He's like, don't kill that monster, Anakin. Oh, you've made a big mistake killing that monster, Anakin.
But getting back to the Jedi trial and the cutting off of the rat tail.
Yeah, right.
Going into this, they didn't know what that looked like. They were given the information that he has to go from this to this. So they're
we've
got to show the Jedi trials. And they don't actually end up showing it in full because they didn't really know what that was supposed to be.
So wait, is this was released prior to
Revenge of the
Sith?
Yeah, like a few months prior.
Oh, and they hadn't seen Revenge of the Sith prior to that.
I'm assuming they had access to all the information about it because
they had the visual dictionary.
They had the visual dictionary, but also if you look at like the video game of Revenge of the Sith, which would have been made months in advance, all the information is in that game. So I think it was out there, and there was a bit of a looser grip on it in 2005.
Okay, that explains all the QuickTime events in this animated
series. It does, yeah. But I like the way that the Jedi trial in this is handled like a surprise birthday. Like you go in and they're like, surprise, your braid's cut off.
Right.
Even though, of course, in this, his real trial is fighting a big monster and going into a cave and having a scary vision and then ignoring it. that's the real trial, isn't
it? That's right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, many famous Jedi have done that, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. I do find it interesting, though, the element of the story that he goes and he becomes the savior of this native population.
They're very much akin to like a Native American population, but they also sound Italian. Have you noticed?
I didn't notice that.
They're all like, manja, manja. Eat of them bugs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, all I'm saying is their alien language sounds an awful lot like.
And I guess also like Italians, they start off lithe and thin and cool, and then they turn into horrible monsters from all the spaghetti.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. I think that element of the story was the most interesting to me. I mean, they mostly kind of sideline Obi-Wan for the Anakin stuff. But again, I'm not really that invested in him because I don't like him.
Right, yes.
Like at all. Yeah. I find it interesting that the way he resolves that situation is he takes a dark turn and he crushes that guy from the Techno Union. Mm. Speaking of, have you seen that Techno Union video?
No.
We'll put in a clip.
Okay, then.
It's very funny. But yeah, I think the storyline to me, which is the most interesting, no, it's not the 3 seconds of the Wookiee planet that we get in this.
Sure.
It's the Coruscant invasion.
Mm, okay, sure.
And the idea that the Emperor, was not the Emperor at this point, that Palpatine is manipulating this whole situation to get himself captured, to manipulate Anakin Skywalker and the Republic to give himself more powers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was something that maybe it would have been good to see more of that in the movie, but I think this did a really good job of handling that and also highlighting some Jedi which aren't your main people. I mean, you've got your Mace Windu and your Yoda and that, but Shaak Ti, again, plays a huge role in this. Again, we mentioned this last video, has multiple deaths across multiple mediums until they finally decide
on how they want to do it. The unluckiest Jedi there is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you called her the Kenny of the universe, I think, in the last video. It also does, like, souped-up ability stuff like Yoda dragging down starships and pushing them away and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something that they sort of do in the movies. Well, they had Rey kind of grab a starship in the recent one, but that's more of a kind of a video game kind of thing.
It
kind of
is, yeah. There's even a sequence in this one that's very much kind of platformy, where you see Anakin Skywalker kind of like...
Oh, do a series of flips.
A series of flips and lightsaber swipes kind of up a building. Again, this particular Clone Wars universe does feel like it's been built for people with not a particularly long attention span.
Us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What am I doing in this room?
I really enjoy when Grievous gets into Palpatine's office and he wrecks all the troopers and the guards.
Yeah, right.
Because they're not force powered.
I'm sort of surprised that it wasn't Ian McDiarmid doing the voice of... Palpatine. Because he's bang up for this sort of stuff.
Absolutely he is. Well, Sam Witwer does it now if Ian McDiarmid doesn't come back to do it.
Oh,
Sam
Witwer,
who of course turns up in multiple Star Wars things, including The Force Unleashed.
Mm.
But I also really enjoyed the moment where Shaak Ti, as they're running from Grievous, she just quietly ties his cape to a train. And then he just zooms off.
There's some weird slapstick in this vid. I feel like there was more than in the previous volume. There's a moment in
which... There's time to breathe, Mason.
I guess there is time to breathe. There's a moment where C-3PO reveals his shiny new paint job.
With
sexy saxophone music. Oh, I'm sorry, jizz music, as they call it in the Star Wars universe.
Which is much sexier, for obvious reasons.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. There's even the moment where there's a hammerhead. I think they're called Ithorians. How he blasts the room that Grievous is in the corridor to kind of get rid of him because they've got multiple bloody throats or whatever. That's why they're able to do it. And Palpatine's like, I heard. I'm like, that's a decent joke in this. There's like a little moment of levity. Yeah. Okay. Now I just want to point out that I saw the thousands of comments in the last video where I said, why don't you just crush General Grievous?
Oh, like turns out you can't do that? Okay.
They do.
Were there any comments about how I constantly call him Mace Windu? Because I'm going to lean into it, if I'm honest with you. Clearly it's some sort of speech impediment, and I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah.
That's what he was killed from. That's all Jedi are named after
the thing that befall them.
The portal that they were hurled from to their death. So he's Mace Windu.
Yeah, exactly. Emperor thrown down a Death Star shaft. Yeah, I know. Anyways, I just want to acknowledge that I did see those comments, and it does offer an explanation in this, and I know it has in other mediums, that he uses tactics of intimidation and speed to kind of throw the Jedi off so they can't ever get a really good line of sight on him and they can't kind of get their composure to crush him.
I see.
And the reason Mace Windu is a... Now I'm doing it! And the reason Mace Windu is able to do it is because he's calm and he's not intimidated.
Right.
So he can just do it. But at the same time...
His wallet says, very focused force user on it.
But at the same time, though, I just think that's total bullshit. And you could just crush him. And the way that people kind of justify it is also...
You can hit him with a train,
You can hit him with a train. Like, it's a dark side move if you crush somebody.
Yeah, it's poor form.
Yeah, but and the reason Mace Windu can do it is because he kind of dabbles with the dark side. Like, his style of fighting is kind of very aggressive, which is unusual for a Jedi, but he's managed to walk that line without going over, right?
He learned Teras Kasai at Cobra Kai.
That's right, exactly. But at the same time, I think if you had a room full of Jedi, you could easily just do enough force pushes and force crushes to even just bring the corridor around him and smoosh him in it. But again, people saying that it's a dark side power. Yoda decapitates two clone troopers in Revenge of the Sith, and he's the best one. Like, he's the best one, and he does it. And look, I know that
he feels bad about it afterwards.
Yeah, I know he does, but it's also like, that's for defense. Well, so's this.
Yeah, right.
Because he's trying to kill you, you should be able to kill him. Mm. Do you know how General Grievous dies? Obi-Wan shoots him with a gun. Is that not a dark side ability?
Not even a Star Wars blaster, just a regular gun.
Regular old
gun. He bought it at Walmart.
All I'm saying is, I acknowledge the explanation for why it's believed that you cannot kill him that way, but it doesn't make any sense.
The real reason,
I stand by it.
The real reason is he still needed to be alive in 3,
yes,
and they hadn't filled any of the backstory, and they're just like, just have him be in a few episodes of this.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That being said, I think he's really well used in this.
Yeah.
I think he's great. I think he's fun.
You see a little bit of his training from Count Dooku.
Count Dooku, that's right, yeah. I also just want to mention that shoots him with a gun. What's the difference? Is what I'm saying, Mason.
Yes.
There's no difference.
There's no difference.
Is that fine, is it? You can shoot someone with a gun? That's okay? Obi-Wan cuts a man's arm off in a bar. That's fine, is it? That's fine. He leaves a man in a volcano. That's fine, is it?
They're all
but you
fine.
Can't crush a droid that's trying to kill you? What's going on? Am I wrong?
Oh, well, here's the thing.
Am I yelling too much for this?
You're yelling a bit. And also, Obi-Wan owes Grievous some money, so... That's why he doesn't do it.
Credits.
Yeah.
Republic credits.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm done with that. But look, a lot of people also say that thanks a lot, Disney, for making this not canon anymore.
It's not even on Disney Plus.
It's not even on Disney Plus. Yeah, you've ruined the legacy, et cetera, and so forth. Look, Disney have done a lot of things that I don't agree with about Star Wars. And some things that I like. I won't get into it. But the thing is...
And not some non-Star Wars things you do agree with.
That's right.
Song of the South.
Oh, God. But just to be clear, I do not agree with Song of the South.
You can just edit this out.
I won't, though.
Okay, good.
I'll at least leave it in the extended audio edition.
All right.
But the thing is, George Lucas was the one that made this non-canon by introducing the next series.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So again, I think the idea was that this was a promotional tool, and then he later wanted to flesh it out with a full-on series.
Yeah, right.
I think that was the idea behind it.
I've only seen selected episodes of the new Clone Wars, besides the characterization of Anakin... Is it a massive
departure? It's wildly different.
Yeah, okay, right.
Absolutely. Again, I haven't seen... I've probably seen not that many more than you. The one thing in particular that's a huge difference is characterization of the clone troopers.
Yeah, right.
You can tell them apart and they take their helmets off and stuff.
Sweet!
You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just want to say, you know, it feels good to defend a billion-dollar organization from another billion-dollar organization which bought the first billion-dollar organization.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It just feels good to be on the right side of history.
Absolutely. Yeah. As the owner of another billion-dollar corporation, you can relate to those guys.
You know it is, yeah.
These microphones are $500 million each, right?
You better believe it.
Okay, cool, yeah.
I just want to also mention, I like to add the section to the video sometimes, which is like, hey, here's some things that that we have to mention out of obligation, because if I don't, people will yell at us about it or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
You mentioned the sexy C-3PO.
You didn't mention sexy C-3PO. Oh, we did.
We did, though.
Cop that.
And the other thing is, yes, I saw Qui-Gon Jinn's giant fist-sized nose. I saw it, Mason. I saw it. The biggest nose ever committed to animation.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I don't know if I did, but I mean, you say that, but we've also seen the Star Wars Holiday Special with that weird Pink Floyd-esque animation, and Han Solo's got a massive honker in that.
Is it the nose or the face, though?
I don't know.
His whole head looks like a fist. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah.
No, okay, but you're probably right.
Anyways, it feels really good to come back to this, and also the support of people to be like, you should come back to this and finish, you know, talking about this series, because I genuinely think that this is one of the best Star Wars things that's been created. Has this changed your mind on that?
No. Look, I think it's fine.
Okay, fair enough.
Did you see it at the time, though?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it at the time, so maybe that's it.
Okay.
Did you see it in 3-minute snippets?
First part I did, yes. Yeah, okay, but then the second part, I think, part is in 25-minute chunks.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Here's a question, though, for people, and maybe even you, Mason.
Ooh.
There's also a lot of debate, which is better? Is it this version of Clone Wars or the Clone Wars?
Mm.
Not Attack of the Clones, obviously.
That's a bad one. That's a bad movie.
But which is kind of the better version? I think there's definitely room for both, and I think they aim to do different things. I think this is more frenetic in its action and fast-paced and stylized, whereas the Clone Wars is able to tell kind of longer arcs and stories and develop characters. So I think there's definitely room for both.
And I think, if anything, this is probably the perfect one to make non-canon.
Mm.
In the sense that anything now that's non-canon is legends. It's like, well, what? Maybe this is how it happened,
kind of
thing.
Yeah.
And because it's so, you know...
Maybe Luke Skywalker did fall in love with the spirit of a Jedi who was trapped in a computer on a ship in a book once. That's a story that happened.
Yeah, incredible.
It definitely happened.
Oh, dear.
He's a creep is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
That's why I went to that island.
I was going to say, why else would he be that hermit guy? But, you know, this idea and the idea that they're, you know, the Jedi are doing way more spectacular stuff, you know, that's the kind of way a tale gets bigger and bigger with the telling. So, sure, it's non-canon, but you can, you know, it still exists. And you can just be like, well, maybe these are the stories that regular folk tell around the campfire, you know?
Maybe this is the story that the kids watch on television.
Yeah.
Star Wars
maybe
television.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
And while she may look so sad in hollow photographs,
There we go.
You absolutely love her when Anakin Skywalker holds a lightsaber to her throat.
And grimaces in the way only he can.
That's right. Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. If you've got a suggestion, more arcs of the Clone Wars. I know we have covered one before, in particular Boba Fett infiltrating the Clone Wars Academy situation.
Right. Yeah.
I'd love to do more of those if you do have a story arc, or just any suggestions in general. We do also throw up some ideas on Patreon and polls if people want to vote for some things, if you do want to join that, which I'll link below. But also, we'll of course be back next Tuesday for another episode, and here's a hint of what that's going to be. What is it, Mason? I don't know.
No, we don't know. We don't even know in the room. No. Every time we do this, I sort of expect it to appear in like a bubble above our heads.
Yeah.
And we go, ooh. Oh,
Dracula Untold.
Bit of divine inspiration there. Very nice. But it never happens.
What happens,
Mason? Never
happens. We don't know what we're doing. We just do it ourselves.
Like a couple of idiots. Oh.
Also, these two microphones are not good at distinguishing voices, so when we talk over each other, it's just, oh, no, 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 no. So anyway, there you go. Like a couple of Italians, Mason.
That's right.
Yeah, Mamma Mia. Maybe I'll just leave that bit in the video version. Yeah. We say Mamma Mia together. Anyways, yeah, subscribe for that if you want, because there are, of course, videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Thanks for watching this. We really appreciate it.
Grab that jammy, guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye. Just crush him. Just crush him, Mason. It wouldn't even be a problem.
Right?
If he's running at you down a corridor, just crush him.
Yeah. We'll just crush the corridor.
Crush the corridor. Crush his little weird head.
Right?
He's got a squishy brain in there.
Yeah.
Just crush it.
Yeah. Pull his bloody belt full of lightsabers. It falls down.
Yeah.
He's nude then. He's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Then you crush his head.
And shoot him with a gun.
Shoot him with a gun.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.